On the line now, I have Rachel O'Brien, and she's from Baldoyle, and she's a student in the graduate programme at the Lear, National Academy of Dramatic Art. Good morning, Rachel, how are you?
Hi, Noel, how are you?
Now, you started last night. Tell us what's happening at the moment. The show started last night. What's it?
The show that started last night is called Mary Stuart. It's by Friedrich Schiller. It's actually quite an old play, but we're doing a very modern translation, which was written in 2005. And I'm playing Queen Elizabeth I. The play is about the last few days of the life of Mary Stuart, who was, I don't know if you know about Mary Stuart, but she was the Queen of Scots. Mm-hmm. And was a great rival of Queen Elizabeth I during the late 1500s, and eventually Elizabeth I had her killed.
She didn't have a happy ending, there's no doubt about that.
She did not. She had her head chopped off.
Is that what happens to you?
No, well, I am the one doing the chopping.
You're the chopper, okay. It sounds terrific. Tell me where it is and how long it's run, the duration of its run.
So it's in the Lear, which is our beautiful building in Grand Canal Dock. And we have two lovely theatre studios in here. And it's running, it started last night. We have two shows today, and then we're running until Wednesday the 4th.
Okay, now can you tell me a little bit of the background to the Lear itself and how it came about, the genesis of it?
Yeah, well, the Lear began, it started off as an idea of Danielle Ryan, who she is the daughter of Cathal Ryan, and the Cathal Ryan Trust left money to create a theatrical academy for Ireland. It began just after the acting program in the Samuel Beckett Centre in Trinity College closed down. That was in 2007. And I went to Trinity to do the BA in theatre studies. I would have done the acting course, except it closed down the year that I was applying. So when I found out that the Lear was opening in 2011, I was first to sign up to audition for here. And thankfully, luckily, and very fortunately, I was accepted, and it's been a complete whirlwind ever since, and it's amazing.
It's absolutely terrific. In the 2 years, there was no... First of all, I'll just crack a little joke if I don't mind. Did you sort of say to yourself when you were thinking about going into it and then it closed down, did you say, is that an omen that I shouldn't?
I don't know, maybe I should have actually. I never thought of that at the time.
Just first people sort of get the, you know, to get the, especially going into a precarious sort of career, they sort of take the downer first. Yeah. Oh God, is this a sign? No, but it's highly 2 years running, and all the, I'm just looking at the ream of the plays and the wonderful works that's coming up, and indeed the high profile people, actors from the stage and screen like Tom Vaughan and John Hurt that have been involved.
Yeah,
it's absolutely terrific.
It's fab. Yeah.
Okay, and I'm thinking also about the academic degrees that you have going through there as well. So it's bona fide. It can stand up to any acting academy, world.
Well, yeah, that's what's fantastic about being here. That not only are we getting a fantastic training as actors, but we're also encountering, you know, the next generation of stage management and technical theatre. There's a diploma here, and they're all fab. They've done amazing work on Mary Stuart. It's unbelievable. And there's also a couple of MFA programs, master's programs. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, there's a design, there's playwriting, there's directing, you know, we're meeting so many people who are going to be such a huge part of our futures and the future of Irish theatre and film, and, you know, we're making relationships, but also it's great at the moment to be in such a fully formed community.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great environment to be in.
It's funny, I mean, I love all the whole thing. I'm a great movie buff and acting, I love it all. Never thought I'd ever get into it, never did. But I just love it, like most people, I suppose. But I watch the Inside the Actor's Studio quite a lot on the TV. And incidentally, Brad Pitt was on it last night. So when you're having these talks by some of the guest lecturers, is it a sort of, does it become a bit of a Q&A type of thing like that?
Yeah, it does. We get plenty of opportunity to talk to them about, you know, to ask them questions about things that are worrying us, things that we're interested in. You know, it's great to meet people who have been in the same position that we're in now and have gone on to achieve such great things. You know, it's they're able to not only tell us about the amazing things that they've achieved in their careers, but also things like, you know, what do you do when you can't, when you're just not getting something in class? Mm-hmm. You know, it's great to talk to them about that too.
Yeah, I was just listening to, I have it actually, I recorded because I had to go out and I was only watching the beginning. And it was interesting that it must be great for young actors when, I mean, inside the actor studio, they do be first and second year actors. And listening to the anecdotes from, as I said, many of the shows I watched, but last night in particular, Brad Pitt talking about how hard it was and the many varied jobs, like a chicken and on the street advertising for some sort of a food outlet and stuff like that. So it's not all the glamour that it's portrayed in the magazines. So did you get anecdotes like that off them?
I can't think of any of them now.
No, I'm just thinking about, they tell you about the hard times as well as the good times.
Yeah, they do, and we talk a lot. A lot of the people who have come in have talked to us a lot about the importance of knowing what to do when you're not working, you know, having a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just one of the best pieces of advice that I have been given was to do something, no matter what, every day do something to make sure that you are getting yourself a job.
Okay.
Do something towards your career. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, you know, that's, of course, it's hugely relevant to actors because we spend so much of our time unemployed. But
you see,
it's so relevant to many of my other friends at the moment. You know, I'm going around telling everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's so simple as all, but, you know, don't let a day go by.
Yeah. But on the top of that, I suppose over the past few years that the way things have upscaled here as well, with lots of productions and TV series being filmed here, I suppose that's made it. But I can't, one thing creates another. I mean, the queues must be enormous as well.
Yeah.
You know, for tests and all like that. So that makes it even tougher. Okay. How do you see yourself in the future? Do you see yourself having to move abroad or?
You know, if the work comes up, I'll definitely, I wouldn't be turning anything down. But I really, at the moment, I'm really interested in being here because, you know, as you said, there's so much happening at the moment. There's so many amazing TV series being filmed here. But also, I really believe in Irish theatre and that there are amazing things happening here. And I want to be part of it. I want to be part of Ireland. And at the moment, I've no plans to run away.
Yeah, and I think as well that the way things have changed here as well, a lot of the productions that they're doing are so modern and sort of reflect Ireland and modern Ireland much more now than they ever did before.
Yeah, and the Irish theatre is very well respected all across the world.
Mm-hmm.
We have... Yeah.
Okay.
We have the leaders.
Okay, you mentioned Mary Stuart, which is on at the moment. What's the duration of that again? How long is it running?
It's running until Wednesday the 4th.
Okay. Before we talk anymore, because we won't get through everything, I suppose people can look up thelear.ie for all the production, for everything that's coming up as well, because you have a whole ream of stuff coming up, and some of them terrific. Bold Girls, is that come and gone, or is that coming up?
No, Bold Girls is actually opening tonight. We have two shows on at the same time, which is great. It's very hectic in here at the moment. And some of my amazing colleagues are starting their show tonight. So that's running from tonight until Thursday, the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Also in the Lear, you can also check out thelear.ie for that. It's going to be a fantastic show by all accounts. I haven't been allowed in to see any of it yet, but I'm going on Monday and I can't wait.
Okay. And is it all through booking or can people just go on the night?
Sometimes there are tickets available at the door, but everything's selling very well at the moment, so we're advising people to book in advance.
Okay. Is it a 12 monthly thing all the time? You're going, but the looks of things, it's going all the time.
Yeah, well, it's 9 months of the year, so our last shows will be on the first week of July, and then we'll be graduating after that.
Okay. And how many years do you have to do before you graduate? Is it two?
This is our third year.
Third, okay. So that's that's the full duration of what it is. It's a 3-year sort of course.
A 3-year course, yeah.
Okay. And can you? Is it quite diverse as well? Is there access to all aspects of stage production, direction, and writing, and all like that in it?
Yeah, not on our course now, but there are, as I mentioned before, there are the master's programs. There is a technical theatre diploma. There's, you know, anybody who's interested in theatre in any way, I think there's something that they could probably pursue in the Lear. And you know, as well as that, something that I have been struck by on our acting program is that all the tutors in here are very interested in making us into theatre makers rather than just actors who turn up and read lines. Mm-hmm. They're very interested in developing our own sense of creativity, our own sense of ownership of the work that we create, and indeed in encouraging us to create our own work.
Okay.
Which is fantastic and very exciting, and something that I hadn't really thought I would be able to do before, but now we're all very interested in making our own work too.
Okay, so you could be writing your own scripts and stage plays and movies, screenplays and all that.
Yeah. That's at least I'd be guaranteeing myself a job.
Yeah, it's absolutely exciting. A lot of the time as well, I mean, some of the soaps they used to be frowned upon and sort of there was a snobbery attached to them, but I think people are beginning to realise now it's a good sounding board, good training ground.
Yeah. And it is.
Some of the drama in it as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so you wouldn't be averse to any of that at all?
Oh, no.
Just in case there's any cast and directors listening. You never know. Okay. And just for the last time, the one you're in now, Mary Stewart, again, tell me how long that's running for.
Mary Stewart It started last night. It's running twice today, on Saturday, no show Sunday, and then running until Wednesday the 4th of December.
Okay. And what's the duration of each play? Could people go and see one play after another? Because you've the Bond Girls, Bold Girl. I don't know why I said Bond Girl, Bold Girl. You've Bold Girls on at the same time.
They'll be delighted to say that.
You've the Bold Girls on, but practically simultaneous.
Yeah, it is. But we have our matinees on different days, so you could go and see. You could spend the whole day.
It's great.
And see one in the afternoon and one in the evening.
Yeah, that's terrific. It sounds great. And it sounds like a wonderful theatre. I'll have to get down there and have a look at it.
Do, come. We'd love to see you.
Thank you very much, Rachel.
Thank you.
Bye. And that's,
bye.
And that's Rachel O'Brien from Baldoyle. And she's a student in the graduate programme at the Lear National Academy of Dramatic Art. And there's loads of stuff going on there. She mentioned there just the two plays that's going on. One at the moment, Mary Stewart, and then the other one starting tonight is Bold Girls. Not Bond Girls, Bold Girls. And that's until Tuesday, I think she said. But there's loads of things going on, running right into July. So the best thing you can do is look up thelear.ie and all the events will come up. That's THELIR, thelear.ie, and you get an idea of all the events coming up. But again, thanks to Rachel O'Brien.